Hello, it's Angel. I am just going to read a few things to you today for this recording. They're all things I've written, so please don't judge too harshly. This first one's called Greediness. His chest may be a safe, warm place. His embrace may shield and protect from the harshness of the world. He may even wish on stars and taunt with his masculine charm. But my day has been consumed with thoughts of his hands, what they're capable of achieving and creating. Imagining them at the start of his day, pushing the blankets off of his body as he wakes up in the morning, how they hold his coffee cup to his lips, the way they drive him to work, their rhythm while typing, his grasp while he holds a pen and zipping his coat. I want to go further to picture how he undresses before a shower, thoughts of his thumb tracing my lips before letting me taste his skin and brushing back as his fingers go over my cheek. But that's still not enough. I want to feel his hands digging into my hips, wrapped around my throat and tangled in my hair. There's need so deep. An almost alarming amount of need just for that, for the raw and rough, for the hands that are skilled and attuned to needs, desires, and experiences I didn't even know I wanted until he touched me. I honestly don't know that there will ever be enough. I feel this true and shameless greed about needing his touch. But for now, I will sate my greediness by occupying myself with thoughts of his hands. This next one's called Magic. I believe in magic. I believe in coins appearing behind a child's ear. I believe an old man can make flowers appear out of nowhere. I believe the four of hearts will fall from the deck upright, because that's the one I drew, and this deck is magic. I believe you are magic. It's the only way to explain how you always know exactly what to say, how your choice of words, tone, and timing heals the hurt just like a magic wand. You have to be magic because you are part of all of my thoughts. The only explanation is you clearly have me under a magical spell. There's nothing in the world that seems boring. You bring light to a dark, colorless world simply by being a part of it. I see a dark mystery in your eyes, one that I don't want to solve. I only want to get lost in and never find my way out. There's magic in the unknown, in hope for a brighter tomorrow. But the magic you possess is the kind that makes this moment the one right now. You make it something I never want to end. But at the same time, I know, I trust, each one after it will be just as magical as long as you are a part of it. I believe in magic because I see it in you every single day. This next one's called Arms. You should make your current location my arms. In my arms, you will be held tight. You can turn your mind off and you will find love. They aren't long arms and I'm not very strong, but I promise I will hold on and not let go. You can count on my arms to follow my hands as they wander and explore. They want to explore your back, trace hearts into your back of your neck, and play with your hair while I feel your breath on my shoulder. Rest your head on my shoulder. I have little shoulders. But I will always be strong for you. This one's called Please. Tell me. Tell me you want me. Tell me you need me. Tell me you can't imagine a day without me. Tell me you love the way my chest turns pink when I blush. Tell me the stars at night make you think of my eyes. Tell me I'm your first thought in the morning and your last at night. Tell me even at your busiest, I'm still there on your mind. Tell me you miss me. Tell me you love the way I smell. Tell me no one's kisses are sweeter. Tell me even just sitting with me in silence on the phone is comforting just because you know I'm there. Tell me I make the future seem brighter. Tell me you want to show me off, but never want to share me. Tell me I make it hard for you to concentrate sometimes. Tell me you love me. Tell me you'll never let me go. Tell me I'm safe in your arms. Tell me your hopes. Tell me your dreams. Tell me your worries. Tell me you need my hands and yours. Tell me everything and anything. Tell me you are always going to be there, because there's nowhere else in the world you could imagine being. Okay, this last one's called I Need Him. I need him. Not like I need air to breathe, or how I need my heart to continue to pump blood through my veins so that I can continue to live. No. I need him like the ocean needs the moon to bring the tides in and out. How summers need springs to start the great rebirth from the death of winter's hand. I need him like every book needs that calm, slow middle so we can understand the real why behind the conflict. I need him like pianos need pedals, not because you can't play without them, but because they make songs so much more beautiful. I need him like pretty dresses need pretty shoes, and like comfy beds need the perfect pillows. Those things aren't complete without one another. I need him because he makes life better to live, the world a better place to inhabit, and me a happier me. I don't need him because I can't live without him. Without him, I won't be lost, and I won't lose my faith in love. But he is love. He reaffirms what I've always believed, that love, deep love, can be simple and glorious and effortless all at once. It can create a calm and a high at the very same time. It can be unconditional. I need him because I like the way he makes my eyes sparkle and my cheeks hurt. I need him because I like the way his name feels on my lips after thoughts of him made my hands wander late at night in bed. I need him. I just do. I need him.